Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You probably would not be surprised to hear that 90% of our country's aging population, according to surveys, want to stay at home and age in place, but only recently have Medicare Advantage plans agreed to cover these types of home health care services, and that's proving a boon to the home health industry. Thomas Haas is president of Complete Home Care of America. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Thomas, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
So first of all, tell us a little bit more about your company.
It was established over 10 years ago, and we help people stay in home. We help them age in place. So we have caregivers that can come into the home and assist with bathing, grooming, light housekeeping, meal preparation, laundry, incidental transportation, home modifications as well.
And I guess then that this recent change indeed has been good for business.
Yes, it really has.
These changes have to do with Medicare Advantage plans, which are not Medicare itself, right?
That is correct. So Medicare Advantage plans are sold by health insurance companies. And what Medicare Advantage traditionally covered was Part A, B, and D. So Part A of Medicare is hospital stays, Part B is doctor visit, and Part D is prescription drugs. With Medicare Advantage, you also had a health club, silver sneakers, vision, dental, those types of things that are an add-on to traditional Medicare.
And do most people who have Medicare, would you say the majority of them sign up as well for an Advantage plan?
I would say that they don't sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan because there's an additional cost.
I guess with the new home health care coverage that these plans offer, people are probably going to reconsider that.
Yes, because it's going to be something, like you had mentioned, Mike, 90% of people want to stay at home and age in place.
Now, can people add this to their Medicare plans at any time?
No. Open enrollment period, which is called the annual election period, AEP, is from October 15th through December 7th.
And do you expect the premiums for these plans to go up now that they will be covering more?
I would expect that the premiums will go up.
So Medicare Advantage plans are issued by insurance companies. Was this change in coverage motivated by the government?
One of the main reasons why the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services, CMS, which governs all of Medicare, came out and broadened the definition of what Medicare Advantage plans will cover is because they want to try to drive down healthcare costs. They also want a lower readmission rate when someone ends up back at the hospital after a hospital stay. And as we all know, people that go home instead of going to a facility recover more quickly.
And have you noticed any average percentage increase in what premiums are with these Advantage plans now that the coverage has improved?
Actually, no. The change hasn't been fully felt yet. Center for Medicaid Medicare Services came out in April of 2018 and broadened the definition slightly. And in April of 2018, it was too late for a lot of the health insurance plans to incorporate caregiving or companion services into their 2019 plan. So there really weren't a lot of insurance companies that had caregiving or companion services in their 2019 plan. So we really don't have any data on any increases in premiums or any benefits to beneficiaries for 2019. But I definitely expect in 2020 and 2021 to see some decreases in the overall cost of healthcare as related to this change with Medicare Advantage.
Well, Thomas, thanks for the information and for your time today.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thomas Haas is president of Complete Home Care of America, based in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.